a gay football player. Even today, it seems to be something very rare in the game. Those are the opening words of an essay Wyatt Pertusett wrote for the website OutSports. Pertusett is a sophomore wide receiver for the Capital University football team, and he says even though openly gay college football players are still rare, he has seen total acceptance from his teammates. Wyatt Pertusett joins us now in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your essay starts with you recounting the story of coming out in high school. Tell us how that happened.
Right. So I had no intention of coming out in high school, to be honest. I was going to wait till college was done, high school was done, football was done. But my junior year after the season had ended, I had told possibly the wrong person, and the wrong person actually let it get to the wrong people. Mm-hmm. So rumors started. It wasn't really a rumor. So the next day, I just came out and said, hey, you know what? Nothing I should be scared about. This is me.
You did this with the football team or with friends or
just everyone.
Everyone you knew. And totally accepting. You were a team captain, right? You were student body president. You were homecoming king, prom king. You were the all-American kid. It didn't affect your high school situation at all.
Not at all. Not in the slightest bit.
I should say that you and I are both from the same tiny town of Richwood in Union County, and I played football at North Union as well. Not as good as you, I'm sure.
No. I'm
sad to say that I don't think the locker room would have been as accepting back then, 20 years ago when I was in school. So it's pretty miraculous how things have changed.
No, not at all. Even today, there's still like locker room talk about, oh, this is gross, or oh, like this is so wrong. Like you don't ever hear about like how uplifting like the stories are like. That you see, like Michael Sam and Jason Collins, all that. Mm-hmm. You don't see like people saying, "Oh, that's really sweet." You just see the talk that's saying like they shouldn't be playing, they shouldn't do this. Like, oh, like it's just really bad talk. So you still hear that today, and it's really saddening.
But when it's a friend, when it's someone they know, they're more accepting. You're saying?
Yes, definitely. Yes, yes, yes.
So that was in high school. How have things gone in college?
College has actually been 10 times better. I went in with the thought of like, you know what? I'm not even just going to like say it to everyone. They can just find it out if they want to. It's not going to be the biggest part of me. I'm just going to go in and play my game and everything, focus on my studies. And within 2 days, everyone knew and everyone was so accepting. I got like so many good feedback from everyone on the team and the coaches and the friends that I made at Capital already.
We know that there are more gay football players that have come out, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned Michael Sam. Obviously, he's the most famous one, great SEC mm-hmm. football player. Why do you think so many people are still so hesitant to come out? Is it just because of this quote-unquote locker room atmosphere, or what do you think the main reason is?
I just think it's a masculinity thing. Like, once you come out, like, oh, like, that's going to be easier, like, to go against him. Like, he's just this fragile person. Like, he's just gay. Like, that's how I pictured it in my head. So I thought, like, it'd be easier competition for them. So that just made me push harder to be a better football player just to show that an LGBT community member can show up and play at the greatest they can.
You've had a lot of wonderful experiences. Have you talked with any friends, or do you have personally any gay friends who play football and have not come out?
I have not, actually, no.
Wyatt Pertusett plays football at Capital University. He wrote about life as an openly gay college football player for the website OutSports. You can find a link to that piece at WOSU.org. Wyatt, thanks again for coming in, and best of luck.
Oh, thank you for having me.